particular that is literally rooted in people who are affected by not just hunger, but predatory lending, mm-hmm. Dealing with TANF, the welfare to work stuff, the fact that they're not funding child care, that they're promoting marriage under, uncongenial circumstances, and a lot of other things. People who are actually dealing with these coming together to organize and to give voice to their concerns. And I know that I'm looking at the minutes from the latest meeting, which was about two weeks ago, I guess. And it says that CAN's purpose is knowing what is going on in relation to the work we are doing. In other words, keeping abreast of developments, political developments, what's going on as far as the legislative session mm-hmm. comes up, knowing what to look forward to. Also preparing people to do advocacy, in other words, helping people with just getting self-confidence that what they have to say is very valuable and it's important. And people who are affected by these things are the most important people the most critical people to speak out. Mm-hmm. And also a third thing, direct action. And I'm curious about the direct action part. Is that I know a big piece of that is lobbying in Salem when the session starts. And we might as well talk now about December 1st, Friday morning, there's going to be a meeting between the Oregon Food Bank and legislators. Can you tell me some of the legislators who are going to be there and some of the things that will be talked about?
There's going to be representatives from each of the senators of the federal senators. I don't have names off the top of my head. I wish I'd brought that, but there's going to be there's a good turnout of legislators and staff coming from their offices, and they're going to the purpose is for these legislators to speak to pantries that are part of our network. So these representatives from the pantries will be able to talk about the issues that are in that legislator's district, you know, the issues that are going on, and a few of our members from CAN are going to be there too, and being able to talk about their experiences.
Right. That ought to be a really good get together because of the progressiveness of a lot of the legislators. I just came from a Jobs with Justice Healthcare Forum, and they handed out a sheet of the representatives. And looking at local folks like Carolyn Tomei, who is a consultant to the schools and about Multnomah County Mental Health, Diane Rosenbaum, chair of Women's Health and Wellness Alliance, the Women's Health Clinic. If these folks show up, Chip Shields, who's mm-hmm. talking about health care, his spouse is an RN, and obviously he's a progressive person. It's going to be a good conversation. And I guess
just comment. You talked a little bit about the going out there and speaking and stuff. And you also mentioned the payday loans. We've had a couple members who have spoken at public hearings and public forums and organizing themselves. Helping the group get their talking points out and going out and making some real change with the payday loan industry.
I think that's one of the things that excites me most about CAN. When I'm not being a DJ at KBOO, one of the things that I'm very involved with is housing advocacy work. And I think one of the challenges whenever we're doing progressive advocacy work is to make space for people who are directly impacted to bring in their perspective in a legitimate way, not a token way. And it seems to me that that's one of CAN's strongest characteristics. Can you talk a little bit about some of the members of CAN, for instance, how many members are there and what you see? The people that I know from CAN are really inspiring. You know them more closely.
There are maybe 15 to 20 active members, about a dozen that are more active than others who are able to go out to speak on behalf. But then there's a large network who is very interested in what the group is doing, and that might be closer to 40, 45 people. There are members who have been homeless, members who have experienced hunger, members who have experienced issues of poverty all around, and the work, the issues that they're going through, the lessons they have learned dealing with those and that they are able to bring to the group has shaped the work that, that we're able to network with each other now, share the tools that we have with each other, and
I think we might as well open up the phone lines now and invite CAN members, if you're listening, to please call in and talk about the issues that matter to you, your own experience. Talk about what you expect from CAN. And imagine, if you will, CAN members, imagine that you're sitting down with your representative or senator. What would you like to say to them? What would you like to have them address in the upcoming legislative session? So if we can open up the phone lines.
The number is 503-231-8187, 231-8187, calling all CAN members. Tammy, as the calls will come in, to expand on what you're talking about with the membership, one of the things that I've noticed is that members of CAN, when they do come to give public testimony, are often excellent speakers, right on point. Is there training going on at CAN to help these people become better speakers, or is it an exceptional crop of people that you have?
I'd say a little bit of both. I'd say each member is an exceptional person with very passionate about their experience, and they really want to speak out. But then we do offer some talking points and tips and a little bit of that.
Well, the thing is that these are rough days, and so there's sort of a desperate edge, which I really like. For example, the Republican right-wingers have, speaking of TANF, promoting this marriage promotion thing, which is basically an evangelical right-wing push. They've cut money for child care. They're requiring people to work 40 hours rather than devoting some time to education to get out of the cycle of poverty. All these things, as an example, women who are subject to that are desperate to speak out and to organize, just to use what tools are available. Mm-hmm. And CAN is obviously one of those that's sort of flourished or beginning to flourish because of that need.
And I think actually to me that's one of the other things that gets me so excited about CAN is the potential to, at this time where we see some political opportunity and change, to maximize that. I think that we have a caller on the line. Caller, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, this is Michael Anderson from Hole in the Bucket. Is that, who am I speaking with? Is this a CAN member?
With Joy.
Hi, Joy. Welcome to the program.
All right.
So my co-host Jay posed some questions. Jay, do you want to refresh it here? All right. So Jay posed some questions.
Ask her what the issues are that she's dealing with.
So what are the issues that you're dealing with?
Well, pretty much I've been dealing with, not getting a real good medical care and stuff like through the Oregon Health Plan and fighting a Social Security battle. And I was sent to CAN by a friend of mine to check with them to see if they could help me find some way of getting through the nightmare.
Right. Joy, this is Jay. And
yeah.
I know that you've really sort of fallen between two things, that you don't seem to be able to get resolution on this. Can you I had a little trouble with my headphones. I didn't hear exactly what you were talking about, but have you described that you sort of betwixt and between?
Yeah, well, what it is I'm dealing with the Oregon Health Plan for my medical coverage, for my medical issues.
Right.
And with them, I'm restricted quite a bit as to the type of testing I can get, and there may be something a little bit more rare wrong with my thyroid condition that I have. At the same time, I'm also fighting a Social Security battle because I'm, caught in my body's in a state of constant deterioration, and I can't seem to get the care or the help or the testing that I really need in order to present my case for Social Security because I'm on the Oregon Health Plan.
Right. Right. That's what.
And so I got a hold of CAN to see if they could help me, and they've been giving me, you know, contacts and information of different people I can get in contact with for advocacy to be able to help me with my case.
Has that been through CAN, other CAN members, other folks dealing with issues themselves? I mean, that sort of thing, or has it been, for example, advice from Oregon Food Bank people like Tammy or like Julie Massa or somebody
actually,
else?
Actually both.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've contacted with a couple other members and been working with them a little bit and talking to them about their issues, and they've been talking to me about mine.
Right.
So it's kind of been a kind of like a support group almost for those that just don't know what's happening out there and they just can't seem to get through the system.
Right. I know you're not in Multnomah County. If you could imagine sitting down with your representative or senator, what would you like to say to them? To the extent that the state legislature can help you with any of this, what would you like to say if you were able to sit down with them? Or if you're able to get there Friday morning, for example, what would you like to bring up?
I would say pretty much that you know, if somebody is referred to, you know, other types of medicine out there, that I think the Oregon Health Plan should be amended or at least opened up to more medical support that's out there, you know.
Because more alternatives?
It's not just, you know, one health care giver or something like that, you know.
Right. So you're talking about alternative medicine, naturopathy, and that sort of thing?
Well, that as well as looking into more, you know, therapies and massage and things like that are also hands-on or real good for those that are extremely arthritic.
Mm-hmm.
And things like that. And that's where I'm at, is I've gone to a point where I'm just getting completely arthritic due to the fact that I'm having trouble with medications and no one's really, you know, it doesn't seem to, they seem to have their hands tied, the doctors do, to be able to do any testing,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it seems it's just the medical system is so messed up. So that would probably be the thing that I would address the most, is the way the medical system and Oregon Health Plan and Social Security all operate with each other.
I know that you're not just looking to the legislature, that you've taken things into your own hands by putting out this, the Backstreet Times? Could you tell us something? Yeah,
Tiger Tualatin Backstreet Times.
Can you tell us about that, what you hope to do with that, and what kind of response you've had with the first issue?
I have had really good response thus far. It's just now getting off the ground, and we're addressing the community with awareness, education, and understanding of homelessness and poverty and where it comes from. And that, you know, somebody like me with a disability can't get employed, things like that. It's one step away, you know, just one paycheck, and you're on the streets. And that's, you know, homelessness doesn't come from just somebody that, you know, might be a drug addict or might be an alcoholic. It comes from battered women. It comes from so many places, and that there's no income there, and that's what we're trying to get across.
Mm-hmm.
That homelessness comes from everywhere.
Yeah, I think it's funny. There's oftentimes so many different factors that get attributed and different reasons why people wind up on the street. But boy, the common denominator always is that do you have money in your pocket or no? And if the answer is no, then that is where you're going to fall. Well, Joy, we really appreciate your call this evening. Do you have any other last comments for our listeners?
Yeah, I think it would be really good for as many people to contact CAN that can do this, you know, get a hold of them on the website or on the email or phone or something like that, and talk to them, because it's helped me a lot to get further to where I'm at and actually, you know, say, okay, fine, I can do something and I will do something, and CAN is helping me.
Sounds good.
Tammy, do you want to share that number with our listeners?
Certainly. The number is at the Oregon Food Bank, and it's 503-282-0555. And if you want to talk to somebody directly about it, my name is Tammy Darby, and the email is ddarby@oregonfoodbank.org.
And that's Darby, D-A-R-B-Y?
That's right. D as in dog, A-R, B as in boy, Y.
All right. Well, Joy, thank you so much for calling and sharing. I really appreciate it.
Joy, appreciate it.
Yeah, so the number here again, 231-8187. I'm sure there's more folks out there to contribute. I don't know if they're publishing Backstreet Times. That's pretty awesome. Tammy, talk a little bit more about how people would interact with CAN. If people were to call listeners and wanting to get more involved, you gave the number for the Oregon Food Bank. Do they just ask for CAN? Should they ask for you? What's the entry point?
Well, what CAN is it's a group of people that want to speak out and they want to work together. It's a group that is really member-based and they work together. So if that's a group that sounds good to you, then you would start by contacting Oregon Food Bank, ask for Citizens Advocacy Network, CAN, and you'll get directed to the group. We have a listserv. We communicate with each other. Members can talk about any issue and other members reply. You know, there are other ways to become involved with hunger issues at Oregon Food Bank, like volunteering at a site. But this CAN group is really an ongoing, working together, member-based group.
The thing that I really respect about the Oregon Food Bank is that it's not just distributing emergency mm-hmm. food boxes. It's about empowerment and about root causes of poverty and hunger and, you know, what it says about our country that we have hungry people and people dealing with these issues. And obviously the strongest solution is to get this grassroots kind of effort, you know, the affected people organized to speak on their own behalf. And but the CAN group is not just, I like the emphasis here, it's not just low-income folks, people
right.
who are in a, you know, relatively very desperate situation, but people who are sympathetic and who have tools that they want to share and, you know, just the whole community coming together,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty powerful.
Yeah, and I think we're going to, no, I thought we had another caller. We didn't. One of the things that I'd like to spend a, oh, we have two calls. All right. So we're about to put another caller on. Good evening. You're on KBOO 90.7 FM, the Hole in the Bucket Show.
We're sorry. All circuits are busy.
We're sorry, too. So, okay, that was, okay, now here we go. Caller, you're on the air.
Is it me? Okay.
Yes, indeed, it's you. Thank you for your patience.
Okay, that's all right. I just had a quick comment that, hey, there's a fun way to support the Oregon Food Bank this week, and it's tomorrow night. There will be a screening of a very strange film from 1968 called Skidoo, in which Jackie Gleason takes acid and sees Groucho Marx as God. It was Groucho Marx's last role, and it's a fundraiser for the Oregon Food Bank. It's going to be 7 o'clock and 9 o'clock. The movie's called Skidoo, and it's $6 or $3 with a non-perishable food item.
And where is that?
The Clinton Street Theater. It's up in Clinton.
Right. 26th
and
Clinton.
Super.
Yes.
Is this Seth?
It's one of the strangest films ever made.
Well,
and no, my name's Daniel.
Thank you.
Thank you, Daniel. Sure. Thank you. That's a good tip for our listeners. So if you
want
to,
we're all going to have fun there tomorrow night.
Yeah, fun tomorrow night. See Jackie Gleason. See Groucho Marx. Support
Bring
the food,
food
bank. Bring food. That's right.
Yeah.
Bring food. Well,
okay.
thank you, Daniel. We have another caller on the line. We have another caller on the line. Hello. Good evening. You're on KBOO FM.
Hi. Is this me?
This is you, indeed.
How weird. I'm hearing Daniel at the same time. This is kind of cool.
Well, because you got to turn your radio off because we're on tape delay.
No, I'm walking into the other room.
Okay, good. Wonderful. Thank you.
The radios are all on, Daniel, just in case you want to know. This is Yaney, the sweetheart of the valley from the Pine Sky Ranch down in Corvallis. And I'm real interested in this CAN program, and I'm wondering if there's anything going to be happening in Corvallis or how I would go about perhaps instigating something. Because we have this thing called Community Services Consortium down here, which funnels a lot of the stuff for those of us who are not as rich as we would like to be. And they do things like they expect you to have a background check in order to get any services, as well as like your medical history. So, I'm that's kind of one of the things I'm going to probably be working on this year. because I don't think that's fair.
So you're asking if a group exists like this in the Corvallis area?
Yeah.
I don't know of one specifically, but that is, you know, this group can start up anywhere. All it takes is a few concerned citizens to organize together. And
so if I was interested in doing this, I might be able to work with you to do this.
Yeah, absolutely. We, definitely. You know, the Oregon Food Bank statewide network, we all work together on public policy issues. So it's not, you know, it's something that the whole state can work on, and in your local community, we can work on getting
because
a group started.
We did do a fishbowl thing, and now we have a Ten Rivers Food Web, which is working on food security issues.
Hmm.
And I'm just thinking that, you know, this would be something that maybe would address some of the elitism that I see in this community
mm-hmm.
as to giving services to people who are not rich.
I think that's a great idea to
you
work
know,
with
it's
that.
You know, it's really bad,
network.
And I'm sorry to see that it's still going on for 15 years since the last time I was poor.
How would Yaney contact you, Tammy?
Well, you could call me at 503-282-0555, and that's just the Oregon Food Bank. And my
you have
name
a
is
website?
Tammy. Yeah, the website is www.oregonfoodbank.org.
Okay, I can remember that.
Yeah, that's an easy one. So we can get in contact and
then there's the contact numbers and all that other stuff.
Yes, right. You should.
Okay, well, I'm thinking of doing that because this sounds kind of like something that we could start down here. And,
well, that's exciting. It's great.
Yeah, well, we've got a lot of things going on in Corvallis because we kind of get cross-fertilized between Eugene and Portland, and I'm part of the reason that we do that. But anyway, that's another story.
Well, hey, any person who has KBOO on in every room in their house when they call in is a friend of this show, and if you want to start a group like CAN, we love you even more. So thank you very much.
Yeah, well, we brought a translator down here to Corvallis, so we're into KBOO big.
Good. Well,
okay.
keep warm tonight.
Hi, Daniel.
All right. So
thanks very much.
Bye-bye. So we're going to take a short music break here and then come back, hopefully, with some more callers. This is Woody Guthrie calling talking about a dollar down, similar to the payday loan situation, which we'll come back and revisit.
Mine bought an automobile at a dollar down and a dollar a week. Every time he turned the wheel, it was a dollar down and a dollar a week. He went riding down the road, kissing his gal upon her cheek. Speed cop took him to the judge, he got a dollar down and a dollar a week. 60 days he laid in jail at a dollar down and a dollar a week. Another man was a-loving his gal at a dollar down and a dollar a week. When he got out, he shot the man and laid him in a graveyard 6 foot deep. And when he walked, the graveyard spot was a dollar down and a dollar a week. Howdy-o-day.
All right, we are back. Thank you, Woody. Again, the number here, 503-231-8187. We have Tammy Darby in the studio. We're talking about CAN, the Citizens Advocacy Network, and the great work that they're doing, not just around food security issues, but really around community organizing on issues of poverty. So
It's a myriad of issues, really. I'll mention one before we move to payday loans and predatory lending. Another person I wish you would call in. Chuck, if you're out there, please call 231-8187. Again, another person who fell in the cracks. He relayed to this meeting. The last meeting was 2 weeks ago of CAN, and he related his experience with vocational rehab, which is supposed to help train a person with disabilities and to get workman compensation claims and try to get job placement. What Chuck explained was how he was too disabled to get the voc rehab services, but is apparently ineligible for SSI. So he's caught in this double bind. And his hope with attending CAN and participating with that is, again, like Joy Bassey, to share information and to get connections. And that's what it's all about. Like the woman calling from Corvallis, it's about spreading the network. And the whole is greater than the sum of the parts, that whole thing. So I want to mention that. And then predatory lending is the next.
Yeah, note. Predatory lending, payday loans, two really great topics for advocacy. So just to give our listeners very, very brief background, because they're pretty self-explanatory, the payday loan practices in this state, you know, whether or not you are a believer in the Judeo-Christian faith, they certainly talk a lot about usury. And if there's a more blatant example of what that was referring to, you'll find it in the payday loan industry. Really exorbitant rates charged on people trying to get basic money to get by. The second major area where particularly low-income people get scammed by the bigger financial industries is around this predatory lending, the practice of either for current homeowners tricking them into a refinance scheme that they cannot afford and will eventually collapse on itself so that that person loses the home, or other pernicious practices getting people into, quote, first-time home buyer programs that are set up to balloon in payment. So by year four or year five, it just crushes any or most regular working families. So Tammy, talk a little bit about CAN's initiatives on these issues and what CAN will be doing.
Okay, well, not too long ago, the Oregon Food Bank and CAN started work on payday loans, and we had people in the group who were being largely affected, who didn't have that cash in the pocket, like you said, and needed to go and get some money, and maybe there was a health concern or whatever, but it adds up, it builds up, like you said, and we were successful in using our voice, and people spoke at hearings and talked about their experience. The success was that the cap was put on 36% on payday loans, but the problem is that this does not go into effect until 2007, and already the payday loan industry is finding ways to go through these loopholes. So these loopholes and just making a cap on all loans, like the other loans that you were saying, putting those into effect is something that the members of Citizens Advocacy Network will be working on in the upcoming year.
In the upcoming session?
An upcoming session, that's right.
So just to be clear for folks out there who may not have used a payday loan organization, so what you're saying is this cap would be at 36%. I mean, 36% is still a huge amount of interest. What kind of interest were people charging?
It could be up into the hundreds.
It
could be, I mean, 400, even 500.
Right, it's unregulated. I mean,
it's unregulated
boundless.
In Oregon. And in many other states, it is regulated. But in Oregon, it is not. And so the goal is to have it be regulated.
The tragedy is that since it wasn't regulated, then the payday loan industry built up such a war chest. They had all this money to devote to lobbying, people like Karen Minnis and other legislators who were more than willing to take their money and to stifle any kind of regulatory effort that was coming out of the legislature last time.
But CAN was part of the team that at least got an initial victory, and now CAN's looking at this legislative session along with other folks to sort of seal the deal.
Absolutely. CAN was a part of that.
Dina Spear, I think. Mm-hmm. Dina, if you're listening, please call in and tell us about it. She gave excellent testimony in Salem, I believe, or locally.
So the number here is 231-8187. We are talking to Tammy Darby from CAN, Citizen Advocacy Network. We're talking about the upcoming legislative session and the grassroots efforts of CAN to make some positive change, particularly for people caught in the economic pincers. So beyond the predatory lending and the payday loan, are there other specific targets that CAN is gearing up for?
The goals of CAN are is pretty broad.
Right.
Because people are affected in so many different ways, and we are such an eclectic group. An issue that is very prominent is Social Security, mm-hmm. is health care, Oregon Health Plan, access to health care for all.
Health care, hunger, housing.
Economic security.
Housing Alliance is one of the groups that we CAN wants to ally with.
Excellent.
Which you're very familiar with. One of the emerging issues that's mentioned in the last meeting was the corporate kicker, mm-hmm. to try to get that converted to a rainy day fund, which would be a huge improvement. And I think Kulongoski is sympathetic with that. I think that the interesting thing about CAN, and I wish more members would call up, is the fact that there's such a diversity of issues. I mean, when you're low income, just the smallest little thing becomes a huge crisis, and then you have to resort to things like predatory lenders. And if there mm-hmm. aren't regulated, I mean, you know, you'd say it's some kind of moral lapse on the person. If your child's sick and you need money to get medication, you're going to take out that payday loan or whatever. And so it has to be regulated in behalf of people who are low income and dealing with crises. So please, if
all right, we do have another caller. Dennis, can you hear me?
Yes.
Welcome to KABU. You're on the air.
Okay. A question. I'm in an apartment now, but last summer, in the summer of 2005, I attended a workshop at the Portland Housing Center. I was wondering if this group works with that group, because it seemed like a fair group. Over there. They're on Sandy and I can't remember the street.
The Portland Housing Center, where they walk through the process of home buying, help you with your credit history, and for people who are close to that financial bracket but looking to get their ducks in a row.
Yeah, that's what that – and I went to a workshop on first-time home buyers.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed to be a good workshop. I still have – I haven't done it yet. I'm still in an apartment. But it seemed to be fair. I mean, because I noticed that one of the things they said, they one of the people said on your program that there were scams for first-time homebuyers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't think that they would. I would assume that the PHC would not would caution you against that. I have no idea.
No, you are right about that. In the Portland Housing Center, for folks in our listening audience, if you live in the city of Portland, the Portland Housing Center is an excellent resource for very minimal cost, the cost of materials. You can get an excellent home buyer education that definitely includes background on what to look for to avoid predatory practices. That is a really great tip. And if people want to find out more about the Portland Housing Center, I don't have their number right here, but what I can say is certainly it's in the phone book, or you can Google it, Portland Housing Center. They have a great website, and they have regular classes that address these issues.
Okay, thank you very much.
Dennis, before you go, Dennis?
Yes?
Please think about joining the CAN group to contribute what you know. Contribute your experience and maybe meet some people who can help you with some other things. And, you know, it's about sharing information and experiences.
Okay. I am okay where I am now, but you never know.
Right.
CAN? Is it CAN?
Yes. And the information for that is available at the Oregon Food Bank. You want to call 282-0555.
Okay.
And ask for CAN. It's the Citizens Advocacy Network, or Tammy Darby at
Extension 230.
And you can get on board.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Dennis.
Thanks for calling, Dennis.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. So, again, any other callers, please ring us up, 231-8187.
Michael, I'd like to ask you about the Housing Alliance, which is something that CAN wants to support, in the push for $100 million for affordable housing. Can you talk about that?
Certainly.
Plans for the legislative session?
Certainly. I think that why we're very excited at the Statewide Housing Alliance about what we call the 2007 Housing Opportunity Agenda is because organizations like CAN, Oregon Action down in Southern Oregon, the Community Alliance of Tenants up here in Portland, Sisters of the Road, other groups that are very legitimately connected to the community, joining together with organizations like the League of Oregon Cities, the City of Portland, the City of Ashland, the City of Medford, then a bunch of nonprofits in the middle. And what you have is a very broad alliance with a, what it sometimes could be called an ambitious goal, finding new money for something. But this plan for $100 million for affordable housing will take a very simple mechanism, a document recording fee, and channel resources to affordable housing that will help address people experiencing homelessness, help people who like some of our callers this evening who are sort of teetering on the edge. They're making it now, but one big bump in the road, and they could find themselves in peril. And even helping programs like the Portland Housing Center or first-time homebuyers. So this $100 million will be used to address a wide spectrum of the housing need. So we think, particularly judging from the conversations that we had prior to the election with leaders on both sides of the aisle, that the time for this is now. And I think in some ways the support of groups like CAN demonstrates that the time for this is now. This isn't like some backroom, this is what we should do, that there's a lot of popular support for doing these, taking this action at the 2007 session.
All right. You mentioned Oregon Action down in Rogue Valley. It's very active locally, of course.
Sure,
around
absolutely.
Healthcare issues and are you working with them at this point?
Yes, a little bit, but like the CAN organization here, you know, Oregon Action chapters are driven by the immediate priorities of their members. I mean, that's one of the strengths. The Portland chapter of Oregon Action, healthcare is their lead issue. For the Rogue Valley, Jackson County, Oregon Action, housing is their lead issue. So on this housing issue, we've partnered with them most closely. But, you know, we also are in regular dialogue with Oregon Action here. And when we do our lobby day on February 2nd, I'm sure they'll have people. I'm sure CAN will have people. I know the Community Alliance of Tenants and so on. A lot, RAP, the Recovery Association Project. In other words, you know, what I like about the Housing Alliance and where it's going is it's not the solution of the elite, but rather I think a really collective community approach to say we can do something significant for housing now.
Yeah, well put. Like to encourage people to please call in, especially CAN members, but other people listening who have questions or contributions. The number is 503-231-8187.
So we have about 5 minutes here before we're going to take another break, and then we're going to come back and do a sort of extended public service announcement about a great opportunity for tax rebates for low-income people.
Well, this is critical information about their earned income tax credit.
About the earned income tax
credit. And not just the EITC, but child care credit stuff, mm-hmm. various things available at state level and federal level. That was one of the big measures that was defeated to be able to get federal tax credit as well as state tax credit.
And that's something, again, that the food bank has been a central player in. So we have about 3 or 4 minutes left. Tammy, do you have any things that you want to share with the listeners in closing? Maybe, again, talk about how to get involved?
That's great. Just to remind you that the Citizens Advocacy Network, CAN, is one great way for you to be involved if you want to work with other people and you want to speak out, maybe learn how you can speak out.
Is the meeting with legislators, it's kind of early, 7:30 a.m. Friday morning at Doubletree at Lloyd Center, is that open to people who are curious about CAN and who have questions for legislators?
No, unfortunately it's not. I wish I could say it were, but because of the size of the room and because of the RSVP, right. The high number of people who are actually attending
Is there a date for the next CAN meeting? Has that been established, or?
It hasn't been established, but typically it's the second Saturday. So if a Saturday works for you, we're working on a location right. to have the meeting at.
So sometime next week, past the middle of the week roughly, that people can call you at 282-0555 mm-hmm. at the Oregon Food Bank, mm-hmm. Tammy Darby or Julie Massa, mm-hmm. and ask about the next CAM meeting, which will be upcoming.
All righty. So any?
I guess I should also say that there's also an advocacy alert that Oregon Food Bank has. It's a newsletter of what's going on that month. Often it has a legislative action that you can do, kind of a take five thing. That's mm-hmm. that's something else that you can participate with. So you can go to Oregon Food Bank's website, which again is www.oregonfoodbank.org. Look for the Take Action Now, the advocacy alert. But you can also call the phone number and ask for that.
And remember that we're not talking about dealing with hunger here. We're talking about dealing with minimum food security. Make sure you have your terminology right.
That's right.
So, you know, I'm going to just give a second for signing up for that Take 5 Action Alert. You know, if for our listeners out there, go to the Oregon Food Bank website, take a look at it, and I would advise signing up. This is one of those things that you might be saying, boy, CAN sounds great. If I only had the time on every other Saturday to go to a meeting, but I'm too busy, I just can't do it right now. Well, a lot of us find stresses on our time. But when you sign up for this email action, email will come to your box. It'll explain an issue to you and give you a simple action, usually an email link right there, so you can get in touch with your elected representative and weigh in on an issue. And boy, if you can't become part of CAN, do become part of that action alert list, because one of the things that Jay and I were talking about before the show started is how excited we were to see groups like CAN, some of the other groups that he and I are familiar or involved with, that already have the infrastructure and the drive to make social change. And
well,
the experience.
About the importance of it, that it's driven by desperation in a lot of cases.
And now that we find ourselves at this window here in Oregon, here on the national scene where there has been some change voiced by the electorate, the change is only really going to happen if right now we all push. And so it's getting involved with organizations like CAN, like the Community Alliance of Tenants, like Sisters of the Road, that already have that structure and vision that you can get and be a part of and really help. Let's push this boulder up the hill and get it over the other side. So,
because if you're an individual who's experiencing something, most likely someone else in this group is too. You can share what you know, they can share what you know, and the whole is stronger than its parts.
Each one teach one. Right. So, Tammy, thank you so much for coming on the show. We're going to take one more musical break here, actually appropriately. It's a song about a healthy diet. And then we're going to come back and get that great information about the earned income tax credit and other tax credits that are available to low-income people.
Federal and state level.
Stay tuned.
All love. I don't eat no meat, no dairy, no sweets, only ripe vegetables, fresh fruit and whole wheat. I'm from the old school, my household smell like soul food, bruh. Curry falafel, barbecue tofu, no fish though, no candy bars, no cigarettes, only ganja, fresh squeezed juice from oranges, exercising daily to stay healthy, and I rarely drink water out the tap cause it's filthy.
Lentil soup is mental fruit, and ginger root is good for the youths. Fresh vegetable with them Italian stew, sweet yam fries with the green callaloo. Careful how you season and prepare your foods, cause you don't wanna lose vitamins and minerals, and that's the jewel. Life brings life, it's valuable, so I eat what comes from the ground, it's natural. Let your food be your medicine, no accelerant, strictly herbs and rays from the sun, cause I got melanin and drink water. 8 glasses a day.
cause that's what they say.
They say you are what you eat, so I strive to eat healthy. My goal in life is not to be rich or wealthy, cause true wealth comes from good health and wise ways. We got to start taking better care of ourselves. They say you are what you eat, so I strive to eat healthy. My goal in life is not to be rich or wealthy, cause true wealth comes from good health and wise ways. We got to start taking better care of ourselves. Be healthy, y'all.
Welcome back to KBOO 90.7 FM. We are trying to get on the line right now, our final guest. This has been an evening with a few technical glitches, but this is
Hello?
Community radio. Hello, Jim.
Yes, I can hardly hear you.
All right. Well, I think our engineer is taking care of it. I'll try to speak up clearly. Okay. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great, thank you. Who's this?
This is Michael Anderson.
Hi, Michael.
Jim, we can hear you loud and clear on the air, so if you can't hear me, I'll keep my questions simple, which is, so talk about Cache Oregon and the upcoming tax season and the opportunities available.
All right, I'd love to do that, and thank you for the opportunity to help us get the word out. Cache Oregon is a coalition of a partnership of public and private organizations, and it's dedicated to helping people understand that there's this credit, this tax credit that's available to taxpayers out there for low-income working families. And when I say that, there's an example is that if you're a married and with two or more children, qualified children, and you make less than $38,348, then you can get back as much as $4,536 a year. And that goes down if you're married with one qualifying child and you make less than $34,000, then you can get $2,700 back. And the thing with this whole program is that if the money is available, people have to do a tax return to get it. But about 15% to 20% of the eligible families don't apply for it, so it just goes unused. It sits there. And our chore, our task is to help people understand that money is out there and they're entitled to it, and then we help them get it by providing free tax sites. Now we partner with Tax Aid, AARP Tax Aid, and in the Tri-County area there are about 48 or 49 tax sites that an individual or family can go to and get to help doing their taxes for free. We also file those electronically, so they'll get their money back in 7 to 14 days once they file it, and we can deposit it right in their checking account or in their savings account. It's really a wonderful program, and as I was listening earlier, it's not just earned income tax credits. You also have your child tax credit, you have the Oregon earned income tax credit, and then you have a credit for federal child and dependent care. So there's a lot of opportunities there. Now, we have the way you can find out about us, there's several ways. You can call 1-888-227-7669.
1-888-227.
Am I going too fast?
Yeah, just say it again one more time.
Okay, you can call 1-888-227-7669. And that's the AARP, and they have all of the sites and the locations, and they'll prompt you by asking you to put in an area code, and then that'll take you to the closest site, tax preparation site that's there. We also have two websites that you can go to that have all of the locations available. That's www.cacheoregon.org or www.aarp.org/taxaid, and either one of those can help you. And if you don't have access to a computer, you can also call 211 and tell them that you're looking for a free tax site that you can get your taxes prepared for free. And it's such a great program. And all we ask when you come into a tax aid site is that you bring your Social Security card, or you have an ITIN, which is an individual taxpayer identification number. You bring your W-2 form from every employer that you've had. You bring any other thing that you get that says important tax information, says it's a 1099 and stuff like that. And then you bring your child independent care information. And if you can, bring your copy of last year's tax return. That makes it just go that much faster. The average, I would say, for a family coming in and getting their tax prepared is probably 30 minutes, 45 minutes. We have two kinds of sites, tax preparation sites, AARP Tax Aid does in the Tri-Counties. One is an appointment only, where you can call in and make an appointment for a specific day and time. And then we have drop-in sites, such as the Lloyd Center and some others, where we open like 11 to 4, and you come in and you sign up on a sheet, and then you come back, and so it, you don't have to have an appointment. You just come in, sign up, and then get your taxes prepared that same day.
So all this information is available online at cashoregon.org?
It's www.cashoregon.org.
Right. Or what is it, 1-888-227-7669?
Yeah, again, I'm having a really tough time hearing you here.
Well, we just repeated the number, Jim, but 1-888-227-7669. And to summarize for our listeners, just so you know you didn't imagine it, what Jim just said is you could be eligible for money, and they will help you figure it out for free.
That's
so,
correct.
Yeah, so this is really a wonderful service. Now, if
and Michael,
mm-hmm.
Michael, let me just add this. We can also go back. We can do 3 years of return. So let's say you were eligible for $4,500 this year. It could very well be that you would be eligible for two past years, so you could get $10,000-$12,000 worth of returns by doing your taxes.
Wow. And this is the type of thing, you know, just by the by, right? If you have money, you hire the tax accountant, and they find all these loopholes for you. So this is in some ways leveling the playing field. This is stuff that people are eligible for, but since they don't have a fancy accountant, maybe they didn't realize that they were eligible for a great deal of return. Is that right?
That's correct. Most you know, they either don't understand that, or they have someone help them that they can't get it filled out that way. The other thing is we file their taxes for them electronically. There's no loan involved there, so they
Excellent.
Don't have to pay any kind of an anticipation loan, a refund anticipation loan, or
Excellent.
Borrow money to do that or anything like that. So it's just a great service. And our challenge is to help people understand. All they have to do is come in and talk to us, bring their stuff, and we'll answer their questions that they have.
Well, this spectacular work. It's a great service. We actually have to wrap because our show is about to end, but it's been tremendous that you could call in and share. Tammy, who was here earlier with us.
Yes, I heard her.
Yeah, she was a great guest as well.
And I was going to say, we worked closely with the Oregon Food Bank, with a number of the different agencies that are out there. We work with the Catholic Charities. We work with REACH. We work with just the Transition Projects Incorporated. So all of these organizations help us with our outreach to people who can take advantage of this.
Well, continue the great work. It's a great service. For our listeners out there, one more time, 1-888-227-7669, or go to www.cashoregon.org or aarp.org/taxaid.
That's correct.
And, you know, again, if there's someone you know who might benefit from this, get them in touch with this information. One more time, 888-227-7669. Thank you for calling in, Jim. And
thanks for the opportunity.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. So this is Michael Anderson signing off.
I'd just like to ask Tammy to repeat how people interested in CAN can find out about that.
Sure, I'll give out that number again, too. It's 503-282-0555. You can ask for Citizens Advocacy Network, or CAN.
Thank you. This is Jay Thiemeyer. Good night. Street.
People shuffling their feet, people sleeping in their shoes, but there's a warning sign on the road ahead. There's a lot of people saying we'd be better off dead. Don't feel like Satan, but I am to them, so I try to forget it any way I can. Keep on rocking in the free world. Keep on rocking in the free world. Keep on rocking in the free world. Keep on rocking in the free the kid away, and she's gone to get a hit. She hates her life and what she's done to it. That's one more kid that'll never go to school, never get to fall in love, never get to be cool. Keep on rocking.